If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson. This is a podcast devoted to helping you grow your business. Whether you have a business that's a brick and mortar where customers come in, or you're building an online business, or you haven't even figured out what the heck you're going to do for a business, you just know that like now's the time. You should definitely be creating an online presence. You just haven't figured out what it is yet, and you're in the process of finding the experts, the information, the shortcuts. You have found your podcast. I try to release like 4 or 5 episodes a week, but I can't make you any promises because, yo, I have kids and they come first. You come second. It's still pretty high up there, but you are definitely second. No, I lie. You're like, let's see. So first there's my kids. No, actually, first there's my husband. Then there's my kids. Actually, no, I lie. First there's God. Then there's my husband. Then there's my kids. Then there's my friends and family, my pets. So you're like fifth or sixth, but that's still like super high. Simply stated, this means I'm going to deliver to you the very best free information, the shortcuts, as many as is possible, but I will always keep my own priorities in check. You got me? You feel me? This show, I really try to have a co-host being you, right? So whatever questions, big or small, you have about business, you can ask them of me by going to shalenejohnson.com/AskShalene. Got that? shalenejohnson.com/AskShalene. This first one's like super cool, but before I get to her question, she gave us an awesome tip. You should do this too. Like, this is going to blow your mind. I don't know why I didn't think of this. This is really like two concepts rolled into one. It's like the concept of a book club and the concept of a mastermind, but even better. Because you don't have to read a book and you don't have to meet with a bunch of people. The idea of a book club is really cool, like unless you're an entrepreneur, in which case you don't have time for fiction. You need nonfiction, you need personal development, and you need business books. You need stuff that moves you forward, right? The concept of a book club is really cool because for people who do enjoy books, what it does is it keeps you accountable. And we all need accountability, especially those of us who are busy building our businesses online. I don't know how many copies of Fast Company I have sitting on the edge of my desk that I just haven't had a chance to read yet, or how many business books I personally have bought only to read the first couple of chapters. And the reason why most people join, well, there's a couple of reasons why people join a book club. Usually it's to keep themselves accountable and to finish a book. How many of us have bought a book, read the first chapter or second or third or fourth chapter, and then you're like, oh yeah, I read that book, but you really didn't. Right? Like you kind of scanned some of the chapters, you started to read it, and then you bought another book. That's one reason why people join a book club. The second reason why people join a book club is to kind of discuss and make sense of the concepts. I don't know about you, but ever since I became obsessed with business podcasts, I just don't have that many friends who are listening to podcasts too. Like, I've introduced everybody I know to them, but let's face it, not everybody is as cool or as motivated as like you and I. They just don't get it. You're like, hello, it's free business advice. It's the experts. It's the experts interviewing the experts. It's free. I don't understand why you're not listening to a business podcast, right? So I've introduced as many people as I can to them, and we talk about them. But the idea of a group of people who were all listening to like the same podcast at the same time, which would be awesome, and then all coming together and going, what do you think about that idea that was brought up in Pat Flynn's episode? Or what do you think about this concept that I heard on Amy Porterfield's podcast? Or did you happen to hear that episode from Michael Hyatt on leadership? How cool would it be if we were all listening to the same episode? And then not just talking about the concepts of it, but actually keeping ourselves accountable and saying, okay, What action steps are we going to take this week with our own businesses, with our own personal development? That is the equivalent of a mastermind. Now, if you are not a member of a mastermind, it can take your business and your networking to the next level. But not everybody can figure out how to start a mastermind or how to get invited to one. So to me, this idea of a business podcast book club, like an online one with a Facebook group, this is kind of like brilliant. If I do, oh, that's right. It wasn't my idea. It was my first caller's idea, Jen Delvo. Okay. So, but before we get to her call, let me give you the breakdown of how you're going to do this, because I really think you should start your own. Okay, and don't worry about memorizing these tips, because I will include them in the description for this podcast. So, you know where there's the title to the podcast, and then there's like that little I in a circle next to the title of the podcast? Well, when you click on that, I don't even know if you knew that you could do this, but when you click on that, it'll give you a description of the show. It also includes links, most of the links that I reference, and how to get in touch with me, how to find me online, etc. So in that description, I will list these how to get started with your own podcast / book club. But if you really want to simplify things, just join Jen's group. It's called the Pod Squad, and you can find it on Facebook. I have included a link in the description for this podcast. Okay, here you go. Step one, come up with a name. You don't have to come up with something that's super catchy, but do make sure that no one else is using that name. It's something people can remember, and it's descriptive so that people know it is a podcast club, and maybe you're just talking about list building, or maybe you're just talking about freemiums, whatever you want, but try to be descriptive, because that makes it easier for people to decide if, in fact, your Facebook group is one they should join. Step two, start your group. It's pretty simple. As long as you've got a Facebook page, I think I'm not sure. I'm not positive. I think you have to have a like page. I could be wrong. We'll find out. But once you start it, then you want to write a description for what this group is. And that's really important, because you don't want a bunch of people on there who don't belong there. So here's my suggestion. I would say this: thanks for joining this online business podcast club. Then I would put a header that says, how does this work? And then here are the bullet points I put under it. It works like a book club, only better, because we're listening to podcasts. Number two, each week I'll list 1 to 2 suggested podcasts for us to listen to, as well as the general topic. Step three, podcasts will be assigned on Mondays. Step four, Fridays we ask for you to stop by again and share any actionable steps that you plan to take after listening to the podcast, or simply offer your feedback on this week's episodes, or just be a looky-loo and read the opinions of others. Next, I would state the rules. And I think this is really important when you have a Facebook group, unless you want to spend a lot of time in it. I would just put the rules straight up front. And here's the rules that I would suggest. Number one, no soliciting. Don't you dare join my group so you can post a bunch of spammy ads. No soliciting. Number two rule would be no offering your opinion unless you've listened to the podcast. Number three, don't be rude. Differences of opinion should be shared with kindness and respect. And number four rule would be no off-topic discussions. It's like super sad that your great-great-aunt Polly had a cat that died last week, but like, this isn't the place for it. Okay, so that's how you do it. Now we'll get to my first call, which is from Jen, but I have to give her credit where credit is due. This was her idea. She mentions it in her call. And then she goes on to ask an awesome question, which I will finish up this episode with my reply. Wow, this is like a 2-for-1 kind of episode.
Hey, Shalene, it is Jen Delvo. I wanted to share something that I've been doing. I run monthly accountability groups, and they've always been basically eating clean and getting healthy. And I decided to start doing one really about, you know, personal development. So we call it the Pod Squad. And it's just been so great. This is my first month doing it, and we are loving it. It's easy to do. It's free content. It's so interesting watching everybody grow in the connections and just all talking through each and every podcast. So cool. But we just finished the one on morning rituals. Love that one. I have a question for you. I'm thinking about doing this for my team. So of coaches, and I wanted to see if you have any recommendation of 3 morning rituals that you would recommend for business owners. So that's my question for you. Also, if anybody is ever interested in getting into this personal development group, connect with me. It's just really fun. You can go to my website, jendelvaux.com, J-E-N-D-E-L-V-A-U-X.com. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, so connect. I would love to connect with you. Again, Shalene, thank you for all that you do. It is amazing, and you're helping us all to grow and become better people.
Well, awesome. Jen, obviously, you're helping. We're all helping each other. I mean, that's the point of building a community, building a tribe is, you know, we're all kind of members of it. And I think the reason why I so relate to the people who call and leave questions is because you often do things like you just did, which was offer little suggestions. That's a great tip. I think a lot of people are either going to take you up on the offer to join your pod squad, or they're going to start their own. This is like a mastermind. It's simply brilliant. Again, if you're searching for Jen's group, it's Jen's, J-E-N apostrophe S, Jen's Pod Squad. You can find that group on Facebook or, of course, by going to her website and just hit her up with a message. But in the meantime, let me answer your question. Three morning rituals for business people. Well, the first one is what we're talking about. Every morning when I wake up, the first 30 minutes of my day are devoted to personal development. This is when my focus and retention are at its highest. Because I wake up before the rest of my family wakes up, there's no distractions. So I really absorb the information. I'm not expecting a text message to come in. I'm not anticipating that someone's going to need me on a phone call or to respond to an email. So I spend the first 30 minutes of my day while I'm getting ready is the time I use to listen to podcasts. Now, I hear from so many entrepreneurs who will say to me, "Oh man, I don't know how you have the time. Where do you find the time?" I'm like, are you kidding me? There's so much time available for business and personal development growth. I am not a believer in multitasking. It doesn't exist. It's not healthy. It's not helpful. It doesn't move you forward. It's impossible to do. However, you can do things that are mindless and mindful at the same time. For example, taking a shower and listening to a podcast. I have speakers that play loud enough so I can hear it in the shower. And the second I'm out of the shower, I then plug my earbuds into my phone so that I can listen, continue listening to the podcast while I'm blow drying my hair. Now, ladies, gentlemen, I don't, and bald guys, you might not relate to this, but ladies, you know, sometimes it can take like 30 minutes or more to blow dry your big old head of hair. That's 30 or 40 minutes of you just standing there looking at yourself in the mirror, not getting any smarter. Why would you do that? Plug in some earbuds and get smarter. Listen to a business or a personal development podcast and use that time to expand, to be better, to grow your brain. And then while I'm getting dressed, I bring the phone in with me and I'm still listening to the podcast. That whole process, like if you're Speedy Gonzalez getting ready and you know you don't have to do a lot of maintenance to look as fabulous as you do, well, at a minimum, it takes you 30 minutes, right? I mean, if it doesn't, you've skipped a step and you need to add some deodorant. But at a minimum, most of us take 30 minutes to get ready in the morning. What if you spent every day, you spent 30 minutes getting smarter about your business? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And it's not just getting smarter, it's learning from the experts. I love this idea. That's my first morning ritual. My second morning ritual is the same thing that I suggest to those people who aren't entrepreneurs. It's the same thing that I suggest to teenagers, to people who are starting their own business, to new moms, to everybody. Make your bed. Make your bed. When you see an unkept bed, I want that to be a trigger for you. I want that to remind you that you respect your future, that you respect yourself. And because you respect yourself, you're going to take care of the sanctuary that you keep for your brain. Your bed represents so much more than just the place you sleep. Your bed represents the place that you clean your brain. I know this is going to sound strange, but it's true. The rest of your body has a lymphatic system to remove toxins and waste from your body. The only organ that does not is the brain. That's right. So the only way that we can kind of clean out our brain and reorganize things is with sleep. We cannot undervalue the power of a well-rested brain. You can't make great decisions. You can't get yourself organized and focused and feeling clear unless your brain has cleared its waste. It's filed things where they need to be filed and you feel clear. Now, that only happens with sleep. And that is why we can go far longer without food and water. But we cannot survive without sleep. It's that critical. There's nothing more important in your whole body than your brain. So when you look at your bed, you have to look at your bed and go, that is where I care for my brain and I want to give it respect. And when you make your bed, you set your intentions for the day. You're saying to yourself and to the world, I do things in the right order. I'm responsible. I'm clean. I like things where they belong. Make your bed. That's step two. Step three, it's up to you. You can either meditate or you can plan your day. I don't feel comfortable saying meditate because I'm not good at it yet. But I will say, I'm getting there. And you heard, if you just go a couple episodes back, you will hear that I created a podcast by interviewing someone a lot like us, kind of a white-collar stress case, who was very reluctant and resistant to meditation because it was like, whoa, I don't understand the benefit of it. And that was me. But now I am sold. I'm so sold. And I did that episode and then I was like, okay, guys, we're going to do this every day. We're going to meditate twice a day for 30 days, starting now. And guess what? I went like 4 days and I was like, why can't I do this? I just started this 30-day challenge and I've already messed up. And then I said, oh, I know what I need. I need accountability. Anytime there's something I know I need to do, but for whatever reason, I'm resisting it or making excuses or I'm just not making it a priority, my next step is to find an accountability partner, somebody who also knows they need to do this. So I enlisted the help of my good friend, Dr. Michaela, and said, dude, you need to meditate. I need to meditate. We're doing this twice a day. Come on over. So after our first exercise session, we both agreed we would allow 5 minutes. Actually, we allowed 6 minutes. And we've been meditating twice a day. Now, I'm not far enough into it to tell you that this is a morning ritual yet. But I can tell you I've interviewed hundreds of very successful people, and it is their morning ritual. So I know it's critical. That's number one. Number two is I recently went to the Amen Clinic and had brain scans done. And when they looked at my brain and realized that there are some areas where I'm experiencing memory loss and inability to focus, they could see blood flow that is not being supplied to my prefrontal cortex, and that's why I feel distracted, and that's why I feel like it's so hard to concentrate. Do you know what the number one prescription they suggested to me was that day? Meditation. So I'm convinced. I want to be smarter. I want to be more focused. I hate it when I can't remember things. It drives me crazy. And knowing that I can fix that without medication, that I can improve that without having to take some type of special supplement, just by meditating, I can improve that area of the brain. And this isn't just hypothetical. At the Amen Clinic, they were able to show me the brain specs of clients who'd been able to repair their brains. You can actually see the holes starting to close, these holes where they had concussions or brain trauma. And you can see that their memory starts to improve by practicing proper nutrition, exercise, and meditation. So, yo, I'm telling you to do this, but I'm also being honest and telling you I'm just now admitting and understanding from science, like from now, I need to see it, right? I just need to see it. I'm that kind of person. But now I'm really understanding that this is something I cannot mess around with. I need to meditate, not just for me, but for my family. But aside from that, before I used to meditate, before I was in the practice of meditating, I would do this. And that is I would pull out my list. I would pull out a piece of paper and create what I call a brain dump. It's everything that's on my head, everything that's on my brain, everything that pops into my mind that I need to do. Tasks that need to be completed or assigned. And I just write them all out on a piece of paper. Anything I can think of, big or small, personal or business, I just get it down on one piece of paper. And then what I do is I condense it. I condense it down to only those things that are critical to be finished today. Everything else goes on a separate list. But I just look at the things, not the things I want to do, but the things that must get done today or there's going to be dire consequences. And then I select just two quickie things that take me 10 to 20 minutes or less that move me closer to my push goal. That goal that has the most weight, the goal that makes most the other goals on my list possible. If you're not familiar with the push goal, head on over to ShaleenJohnson.com and learn all about a push goal because it's like killer, y'all. So those are my three things. You know, I know that third one's kind of blurry because I wasn't sure whether I should tell you to meditate or to make a list. So I guess the honest answer is I'm doing all four of those, but you asked me for three. So I'm doing all four of those right now. You can decide whether list making or meditation is more important for you. I'm doing both. I hope you will too. I also hope that you will take the time to write a review for Build Your Tribe. It's really important. I know a lot of you listen to the Chalene Show as well, and I appreciate that. But I see that there's a lot of reviews on the Chalene Show where you're reviewing Build Your Tribe, but you've done it on the wrong podcast show, which is totally cool. But I really would appreciate your feedback on Build Your Tribe because this is an important podcast for those of us who are trying to build our online business. And as always, don't forget to leave me your feedback. Let me know your business tips. Share with me any question you have about building your online business. You can do so by going to my website. There's a feature there that allows you to record me a voicemail. You'll go to chalenejohnson.com/AskChalene. As always, my promise to you is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to chalenejohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step-by-step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to chalenejohnson.com/confidence tips.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.